Project Independent View on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And we're going to be listening to an old-time radio of Ozzie and Harriet called Ozzie's Inner Rut. I also want to give a quick reminder that at 1:15 on 88.1 FM, we're going to be playing live Judy Bosworth, supervisor of the Town of North Hempstead's State of the Town Address. So listen in at 1:15 on 88.1 FM.
The solid silver with beauty that lives forever is International Sterling. From Hollywood, International Silver Company, creators of International Sterling, presents The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Maybe it's just the proverbial lull before the storm, but as we look in at the Nelsons of 1847 Rogers Road, it seems to be a pleasant, easy-going afternoon. David and Ricky are out playing in the backyard, and Harriet's in the kitchen putting away the luncheon dishes.
Have you seen the afternoon paper, Harriet?
Yes, dear, it's right there on the chair. The boys are reading it. Say, while you're out here, do you suppose you could fix the breakfast nook table? It's practically standing on three legs.
Oh, that's right, I did promise to fix that. It's been broken several weeks, hasn't it?
I think it's longer than that.
How did it get broken?
Don't you remember? You stood up on the table when you put the star on top of the Christmas tree.
Well, hand me the hammer out of the door there, will you? I can tighten it up in a minute.
Pliers, doctor?
No, it's probably just a couple of loose nails. Yeah, I slide under here where I can see it.
What's the verdict?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to see here. It's loose, all right. Hand me the screwdriver, will you?
What are you doing, Pop?
Just fixing the table leg.
Can we help you, Pop?
Hand Daddy the screwdriver, Ricky.
Now, don't crawl under here, boys. There isn't room enough for the three of us.
We can hold it up for you.
The telephone, Harriet.
Yeah, I'll get it, dear.
Guys, this is neat. Just like a little house.
Quit shoving, Ricky.
David, I can't work under here with you guys Ow! Who's pulling my hair?
Nobody, Pop. You got it stuck on the gum.
Ricky, I can't see through the back of your head.
Hey, look, Ricky, here's the tennis ball we've been looking for.
Hey, look out, will you, David? I want to get out of here.
Aren't you going to fix it, Pop?
I can't right now. I'll have to get some screws at the hardware store. I don't know why you guys had to come pushing in here when I was trying to work.
What are you going to do, Pop?
I might as well read the paper. Can't fix a table without the screws. Couldn't anyway with you guys messing around.
I'd agree with you, Barbara, if we could get the other members to see it that way.
Throw me the ball, Ricky.
Boys, your mother's trying to talk on the telephone. Why don't you play outside?
Come on, let's go upstairs.
You run up the stairs and bounce the ball down. Excuse me, Barbara. Boys, go upstairs. I can't hear a thing.
David's making all the noise.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, fellas, all right. Come on, outside.
Hello, Barbara. I just went out the door.
Where's the sports page? Oh, never mind. Here it is.
Here we go, Ricky.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, Barbara? She must have hung up. What an uproar. You enjoying your sports page, dear?
Oh, yes, very much.
What's the football lineup?
I'm not sure, but I think Notre Dame is playing tennis with Barbara.
Hi, Oz.
Oh, hello, Thorny.
How'd the game come out?
What game is that?
The football game you and the boys were playing in your living room. Sounded swell from out here.
Oh, the boys are just cutting up a little bit. You going on a trip or something?
Yeah, just overnight. I'm going to take Will up to the cabin.
Oh, that's swell.
See, come to think of it, Oz, why don't David and Ricky come along with us? We'd love to have them.
Gee, that sounds like a great idea, Thorny.
I think they'll have a lot of fun. It's a log cabin. Belongs to Catherine's brother. Beautiful spot, right on the bank of Rapid River.
Oh, thanks, Thorny. The boys would love to go.
How do you know, Oz? You better ask them first.
Oh, no. We'd be glad to get... They'd be glad to go, you know, a chance to get them out, for them to get away from the house.
We'll take good care of them. They'll be back tomorrow in time for dinner.
There's no hurry. I hope there won't be too much trouble for
them. No, I get right in with them and have a good time. Remember when I took him down to the beach and played leapfrog and softball with him?
Yeah, that's right. That reminds me. Did you ever return that bottle of liniment?
Why, certainly. Returned at the opening day of the football season. Get the boys ready, Oz. I'll be by for them in a little while.
Okay, Thorny. Gee, thanks a lot. Boys, David, Ricky.
Anything wrong, dear?
No, I've got some great news for the boys.
What is it, Pop?
Oh, this is a big surprise. You'll never guess what it is, fellas.
Something to eat?
No, it's much better than that. Mr. Thornberry and Will have invited you guys to spend the night in a real log cabin up at Rapid River.
Oh, it sounds very nice.
Aren't you guys paying attention? I said you've been invited to spend...
Yeah, I know, Pop, but golly, I'm supposed to play football tomorrow.
But you can play football any day.
But you don't understand, Pop. I'm quarterback.
Besides, I gotta meet Louise in the morning.
He's gotta meet Louise, sissy.
I am not a sissy.
You are, too. I always see you teasing her.
That's what I gotta meet her about. We're gonna fight it out.
Oh, now, listen, boys. These things aren't so important that you can pass them up to spend the night at a cabin and have a good time with Will and Mr. Thornberry. You like Mr. Thornberry, don't you?
Well, sure, he's swell. But he always wants to play leapfrog and softball with us, and he slows up the game.
Then Will's got to stay in the next day and rub liniment on him.
Now, look, boys, I don't like to force you to go, but believe me, you'll have a wonderful time.
What do you do in a log cabin, Pop?
What do you do in a log cabin? There are all kinds of things you can do in a log cabin. There's probably a big fireplace and a huge log blazing and... You probably have popcorn and apples. Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds good.
It's real fun. And then when you go to bed, you can probably have a pillow fight, throw the pillows around, jump up and down on the beds, feathers flying all around.
Can we do that?
Of course.
Did you ask Mr. Thornberry?
Well, I didn't ask him so many words, but you know how happy and good-natured Mr. Thornberry is.
Okay, Pop, we'll go. Okay, Ricky?
Sure, we'll go if you want us to, Pop.
Well, it's not that I want you to. I just don't want you to miss such a good time. I'll tell you something else. You can use my small suitcase if you want to.
Can we, Pop?
Hi, that'll be neat.
Come on, Ricky, let's pack our stuff.
What's all the excitement all of a sudden?
We're going to use Pop's suitcase.
Oh, it's very interesting. So they finally decided to go, huh?
Yeah, you know how kids are.
Oh, that was nice of Thorny to invite them. I hope they behave themselves.
Oh, they will. It'll be sort of pleasant to have the house just to the two of us for a change, won't it?
Only one thing worries me. What'll we do for noise?
I can crack my knuckles.
It'll be kind of nice at that. An evening with just the two of us. Kind of romantic.
Yeah. It'll be a little like when we were first married. Just the two of us.
Of course, if it were anybody but Thorny, I'd hesitate about letting the boys go.
Oh, sure, but you know Thorny. He's dependable and steady as a rock. They're safe as can be with old Thorny. Where would you like to go tonight?
Say, Mom, where's my Boy Scout comfort?
In the box on the top shelf of the closet.
Oh, I don't know, dear. Personally, I'd rather stay home. Why don't we do that? I'll cook one of your favorite meals and we can have dinner by candlelight. Doesn't that sound nice?
As a matter of fact, it does. I'll put on some soft Viennese waltz music. We'll face the marriage license to the wall. I'll sit there and leer at you.
Can you leer?
I don't know. It's been so long. This whole buildup is probably just to get me in the mood, so I'll help you with the dishes.
Hey, Mom, where's my Flash Gordon gun?
Oh, it's under my bed. I thought I heard burglars last night.
Come on, boys. It's Mr. Thornberry.
Hurry up, fellas.
They'll be right out, Thorny.
Okay.
We're all ready.
Hey, it's my turn to carry the suitcase. You carried it down the stairs.
You have your pajamas and your toothbrushes?
Sure, we got everything.
Let's go. Train's leaving.
Well, goodbye, fellas. Have a good time.
Bye, Pop.
Hey, give your mother a big hug.
Goodbye, Davy. Now, be careful.
Goodbye, Mom.
Goodbye, Ricky.
Bye.
Well, don't I get a kiss?
I'm carrying the suitcase, Mom. Let's just shake hands.
Well, goodbye.
Bye, Mom.
Take it easy now, Thorny.
Don't worry,
Mom. Hurry up, Ricky.
Look at the size of those guys.
Boy, it's going to be awful lonesome around here.
Oh, don't be silly, dear. They'll only be gone overnight.
Bye.
Bye, boys. Harriet waved to them.
Goodbye. Well, let's go inside there. I think it's going to rain. There's a big drop of water on your cheek.
I think this is kind of wonderful. Just Ozzie and Harriet alone again for an evening. No worries of parenthood to bother them. No everyday troubles to upset them. Alone together, blissfully happy. As happy as, well, as happy as they were that evening when they had their first dinner at home. Yes, David and Ricky have gone visiting for the night. And over the Nelson household hangs a strange and unaccustomed atmosphere of peace and quiet. Why, it's so quiet, in fact, I can't tell where Ozzie and Harriet are. There's no one in the living room. Hey, wait a minute. What's that I smell? Oh, what a heavenly and delectable odor. Harriet must be in the kitchen. Uh-oh, there's Ozzie.
Mmm.
He smells it, too. He gets up, he follows his nose. It's raised into the air at a 45-degree angle. Alert to that tantalizing scent, determined to trace it down to its source. He leaves the hall, nose held high and twitching, through the living room, the dining room, into the kitchen.
Hello, dear.
In a trance, Ozzie walks right past Harriet, over to the stove. He takes the lid off the kettle and...
Ambrosia. Nectar of the gods. Food fit for a king. What is it?
Mulligan stew.
Can't spoil my appetite. It smells delicious.
No, no, dear. Mulligan stew. Remember the stew I made for you before we were married?
Oh, sure. And after we were married. We had it practically every night the first year.
Well, vegetables and stew meat were cheap. Besides, it was the only thing I knew how to cook.
Oh, what difference did that make? I had mulligan stew and you.
Well, now get out of the kitchen. Dinner isn't ready yet.
I can remember the first time you made it. I was visiting you, and your mother went upstairs and let you have the kitchen.
I remember.
You cut up the beef.
You peeled the potatoes.
You sliced the carrots.
Oh, they're wonderful memories, aren't they?
Oh, mulligan stew. I was holding your hand when I took my first taste.
And then you let go of it and didn't stop eating for 40 minutes.
Wait a minute, I have a wonderful idea. Don't go away, stand right there.
I have to stand here and stir the stew.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going out and buy you a beautiful orchid.
Oh, darling, you shouldn't. But go ahead.
You're beautiful standing there. I just want to drink you in.
Mm. You're drinking in a little mulligan stew at the same time, aren't you? Yes, they left about an hour ago, Mother. A log cabin. A place called Rapid River. Oh, I'm not worried about them. Not with Mr. Thornberry.
Harriet!
Oh, Ozzie's home, Mother. I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
To you, my dear. I come bearing an orchid that's not half as beautiful. Harriet.
I thought I'd surprise you.
You put on your strapless evening gown just to have dinner with me.
Why not? I bought it for a special occasion. Something the matter?
I can't seem to find any place to pin the orchid. Shall I get some scotch tape?
Don't be so silly. Give it to me. Huh. Oh, well, I'll think of something.
Wait a minute. If you're going to wear a formal dress, what about me?
I don't have one to fit you.
I know what I'll do. Where's my tuxedo?
Oh, Ozzie, do you mean you'd break down and put on your tuxedo?
Well, of course. If my wife can go to all the trouble...
What's the matter?
Nothing, really.
Well, something seems to be bothering you.
How did you get snapped up in the back all by yourself?
How do you suppose a girl gets snapped up in the back before she's married?
Don't think that thought hasn't occurred to me. Say, we've got a bottle of champagne out there someplace. Why don't we pop it open and make a big night of it?
Well, it sounds good, but...
But what?
Well, mulligan stew and champagne, do they go together?
Are you kidding? With the price of meat, that champagne's in pretty fancy company. Harriet!
Yes?
Where's my collar button?
Right in the box on top of the dresser. Ozzie?
Yeah?
How does a fellow find his collar button before he's married?
There's nobody around to put it where it belongs, so he never loses it.
You're listening to LIU Post Public Radio.